The term davar charif, which literally translates as something sharp, refers to a class of foods which are spicy, tangy, or have a certain sharpness to them. This class of foods has special rules associated with them. Mastering at least the primary laws of davar charif is essential to maintaining a kosher kitchen. Just as one must know which foods and utensils in their kitchen are milchig and fleishig in order to make proper separations between milk and meat, so too one must be aware of which foods in the kitchen are considered to be a davar charif and be mindful of how this impacts the kosher kitchen. Probably the most common davar charif food in the home is a raw onion. Other common examples of a davar charif are radishes, garlic, hot peppers, horseradish. Even a dish which is otherwise bland, if it is heavily spiced, would be considered a davar charif. A common example of such a food would be a spicy pickle. There are three additional restrictions that are unique to spicy foods, to davar charif, that do not affect other foods. Restriction number one. Ordinarily, we say that if one cuts a cold food with a fleishig knife, the food remains pariv and may be eaten together with milk. The pressure of the knife, known as duchka de sakina, is not enough to cause a transfer of taste from the knife into a cold food item. However, the pressure of the knife, the duchka de sakina, against a cold davar charif, such as an onion, is sufficient to cause a transfer of taste from the blade into the onion. The pressure applied by cutting the knife, reacting together with the acidity of the food, draws out from the knife any flavors that it may have absorbed. So, for example, if one cut a potato or any other non-davar charif food with a fleishig knife, the potato will remain pariv, and one can eat this potato with milk. However, if one cut an onion with a fleishig knife, the onion will be considered fleishig, and one may not eat it with milk. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger, an 18th century commentator on the Shulchan Aruch, explains that while this onion is in fact fleishig and may not be eaten with milk, if one eats this onion, one will not be required to wait 6 hours before eating milk. It would suffice to clean out one's mouth with a drink and a bite of food, and one can then drink milk. Another application of this restriction is in regards to cutting boards. The Chachmas Adam, another 18th century commentator, was concerned that the pressure of an onion being cut against a fleishig cutting board would also cause a transfer of taste. Therefore, certainly, l'chatchila, one should only use a fleishig cutting board when using a fleishig knife, and never use a fleishig cutting board with a dairy knife. If one accidentally did so, then a rabbi should be consulted. The second unique attribute of a davar charif is that it draws out of the knife the full flavor that was absorbed inside. Ordinarily, when meat taste is transferred into a food item from a utensil, only a residual taste, known as a nat bar nat, is transferred. For example, if one cooks potatoes in a fleishig pot, although the heat of cooking will cause the meat flavors that were absorbed into the pot to be released into the potatoes, still, these potatoes will only absorb a residual taste of meat. And although one may not cook these potatoes with milk, nor should one eat them with milk, still, if the potatoes were accidentally cooked with milk, the potatoes and milk would both still be permitted. This is not so by a davar charif. If an onion is cut with a meat knife, not only does the onion absorb some of the meat flavor from the knife, but it will absorb the full meat flavor. If these onions fell into a hot pot of milk, the onions, milk, and pot will all become non-kosher. There is a famous disagreement between two early commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham and the Evin HaOzer, regarding the following case. If one cut an onion with a fleishig knife and then cut the onion a second time with a pariv knife, do we say that just as the onion absorbed the full flavor of meat when it was cut with the meat knife, so too it will transfer into the pariv knife the full flavor of meat when it is cut the second time? And if so, does this perpetuate on and on? Will a second onion cut with the previously parv knife become fleishig? And if a second parv knife cuts that onion, will that also become fleishig? The Maggid of Ram is of the opinion that indeed this is what transpires. Each subsequent cutting will cause a full transfer of taste. Accordingly, a food processor that shredded onions that had been cut with a fleishig knife will become fleishig, and every subsequent onion that goes through that food processor will become fleishig as well. The Evin HaOizer and others disagree with this ruling and say that while it is true that the onion cut with a meat knife absorbs the full taste of meat, still the pariv knife that cuts this onion will remain pariv, and the same would apply to the food processor. As we can see, this disagreement has far-reaching ramifications. Many leading rabbis of recent generations have assumed that the main halacha follows the lenient opinion of the Evin HaOizer, at the very least in the bidyeved, the post-facto situation. L'chatchila, one should try to satisfy both opinions, and if one wishes to keep their food processor pariv, they should cut all the onions that are to be shredded with a pariv knife. However, if they accidentally place the onion that they cut with their meat knife through the food processor, they may still consider the food processor pariv, though it is considered praiseworthy to kasher the food processor blade if one plans on using onions cut in the food processor with milk. The third unique attribute of a davar charif is that it reinvigorates old flavors that have gone stale. There is a general rule in kashrus that flavors that are absorbed into utensils become stale if they remain in the utensil for 24 hours. This is referred to as an eno ben yomo. A pot that cooked meat will absorb meat flavor. This absorbed flavor will become stale after 24 hours and can no longer impart meat flavors to foods cooked in this pot. However, when it comes to a davar charif, even stale flavors are considered like new. Therefore, if one cut an onion with a fleishig knife, even though the knife was last used with meat a week ago, the onion will become fleishig. Although we have spoken mostly about cutting a davar charif, the same holds true if one cooks a davar charif as well, so long as the item remains sharp. If the cooking sweetens the food and it loses its sharpness, as in the case of fried onions, then at that point the item will no longer remain a davar charif. But if the onions were cut when they were sharp, with a meat knife, they will remain fleishig even after they are sweetened. To review, there are three basic stringencies when it comes to a davar charif. 1. The pressure of being cut causes a transfer of taste from the knife to the davar charif, and according to some, from the cutting board as well. 2. There is a complete transfer of taste, and not just a residual taste, not barnat. And 3. A davar charif can rejuvenate old, stale tastes. One should keep in mind that when mistakes happen in the kitchen, as they inevitably do, one should consult a rabbi for a decision as to which course of action should be taken. There are numerous variables that can change the halacha, and this was meant to only be a general guidelines for navigating the kitchen when using a davar charif. Thank you for listening to OU Kosher Radio.